good morning, a Friday morning, and our political observer, Alan Chartok, joining us on a landline from New York. Good morning, Alan.
Good morning, David. Always fun to talk to you.
And you, the big news in the paper today about Iran, with President Obama telling Congress the U.S. will still press with the deal, even after some of the details we talked about yesterday.
It does look, David, like things are moving along, actually, on Obama's side. I'll tell you, the president says, look, we have a huge apparatus, defense apparatus, intelligence apparatus. If anything goes wrong, we're going to be in a position to know it, and we're going to be able to respond accordingly. There are leaks. If anybody is trying to send arms in or out of Iran, we'll be in a place that we could interdict. You know, I have no doubt, because of the numbers of congresspeople and senators, that this is not going to go the Republican way. So far, there are only two senators we're seeing on this thing on the Democratic side. And that will not be enough to prevent this deal from going through. So from where I'm sitting, the president's in pretty good shape. He said what he had to say. There's this thing about the international UN agency, which said that the Iranians would be permitted to do their own inspections. Turns out that that was for something that had already happened in a deal that was already in the past. And nobody seems to be taking that particularly seriously right now. So it looks to me like the president and his plan are in pretty good shape.
Also someone who's in pretty good shape is Vermont U.S. Senator Bernie Sanders, who continues to draw huge crowds and poll numbers up. And the way that the Times is framing it this morning, Sanders evokes Obama 08 with less hope. The words are full of passion, but Bernie Sanders and his followers speak to an angry vision of a broken system that requires fundamental change.
Well, there is no doubt that those people who are passionate about Bernie Sanders are passionate. I happen to believe in his message. The question is, are there enough people who do? And we know that in the past there have been candidates from center-left, for example, Henry Wallace, way back in the day, who ran, who also appealed to many, many people. The only issue is, are there enough? And Obama, of course, upset the apple cart with Hillary Clinton. And there are those who think that Bernie Sanders can do the same thing. But the question remains, when you poll, she's still way, way ahead. And is there a chance that he can turn it around? Now, there's lots of time to go either way.
With Hillary Clinton's campaign facing some fresh worries, Alan, among congressional Democrats about her use of the private email account while serving as Secretary of State, some poll results suggest the inquiry may be taking a toll on the campaign. Even Kentucky Congressman John Yarmuth warned in an interview that it could upend her campaign. Could it?
Yes, it could. It depends. Look, we're talking about the Federal Bureau of Investigation. We're talking about the Justice Department. And both are in a Democratic administration. So if it turns out that she has, in fact, broken the law, there's going to be very little way around it. Look, there's a federal law on this thing, and then there's politics. But the law is very specific. And if, in fact, it turns out that she broke the law, it could upend her campaign, no question about it. She's a tough bird, and she has for years known how to take on these situations, and she's done it. It's one of the reasons you probably make a good president, because she is tough, and she knows how to stand up for herself. If, in fact, she didn't do anything wrong, I think she'll get through it. If she did, it's another whole story.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan from New York, have a great weekend, and we'll see you bright and early on Monday morning.
Yes, we will, David. Thank you so much.